wanted to give a shiur on Shabbos. So the Pasuk Pshat was he gave a shiur on Thursday, on Shabbos, on Inyani Shabbos. So the Medrash says, no, he gave the shiur on Shabbos, and from here we derive the din that we should always have kehilos on Shabbos. There's a requirement to have public shiurim on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Medrash continues, and on Yom Tov. We mentioned already the Ramban on Parshas Emor, and Chumash Vayikra, says that this is a mitzvah sesem in HaTorah, that it says regarding Shabbos and all of the Moadim, that they are mikro kodesh or mikro kodesh, and the Ramban says the word mikro is miloshin krui hoedo. Krui means less of misaseh, those who assembled. That Shabbos and Yom Tov are supposed to be days of holy assemblage, mikro kodesh. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah understands mikro kodesh differently. And mikro kodesh means either kacheh b'yisum alacha, or mikro kodesh means to recite kiddush. The kiddush is their eyes. But the Ramban HaChumash understands that that's what it means, mikro kodesh, a day of holy assemblage for the purpose of Tfilah B'Tzibur and Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. The Beis Yosef in Hulchas Pesach claims that the Mesadri HaTfilah, the Mesak the Nusach HaTfilah, the Anshek Nesak Dola, whoever it was who composed the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei, apparently held like the Ramban, because in the Nusach HaTfilah of Shabbos and Yom Tov we mention Mikro Kodesh. So if Mikro Kodesh refers to Kacher Basias Malacha, so what do we mention that in the Shemon Esrei for? We don't mention in Shemon Esrei that you have to shake a lulav and sit the sukkah and eat matzah and maror and do all the other mitzvahs hayom. So what do you mention this mitzvahs hayom for? For the Beis Yosef claims, I think it's in the Kaf Peizan, Hilchos Pesach, that for the Nusach of the Tefillah you see that the Mesaknei Anusach held like the Ramban HaChumash, that Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage for the purpose of Tefillah B'Tzibur. So we mentioned in the davening that we're davening together. Everybody's davening together for the purpose of fulfilling that mitzvah, Mikro Kodesh.
So is there one lach of Tzil Tzibur on Shabbos?
Right, that's what he says.
Is there in the week?
Right, the Prima Gadim there, and that's him in Tav Pei Zayin, I think, points out that it's a little paradoxical. The Ramban is of the opinion that Tfilo B'chol Yoyim is only Midirabbanan, it's not Minatora. The Rambam's opinion is that Tfilo B'chol Yoyim, once a day, every day, is a mitzvah Minatora. And the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees and holds that Tefillah only be a Sora, isn't that a Torah? But Tefillah B'chol Yom is only the Rabbanim. But Ramban on the other hand holds that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tefillah B'Tzibur is their eyes. Tefillah B'Tzibur is their eyes. The Prima Gadim has a Chumrah based on that. He says that the Gemara says in Maseches Nida that when a boy reaches the age of 13 or a girl reaches the age of 12, they don't become Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah just B'Shanim alone. You have to have Shanim V'Simanim. They have to have Shanim. And Simana means Shtei Cyrus and the Evaho Erevon. But the Gemara says that we have a Chazaka de Rava. Rava says that we have a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. We have the right to assume that anybody who has reached the age of 12 and a girl, or 13 and a boy, probably has Shtei Cyrus. We can assume they probably have Shtei Cyrus. However, the Gemara says with respect to Chalitza, Ktana Kenatu Chalitza, Akokin Kenatu Chalitza. So to allow, let's say, a man died and he had no children and he left the wife who was an Alman, and the wife happens to be a little girl. She's before Bas Mitzvah. You have to wait till she becomes a Gedolah, that she should be able to do chalitza. Let's say he left a brother who's only 10 years old. So it's a hardship. You have to wait till he becomes bar mitzvah, and only after he's bar mitzvah, then can he do the chalitza. Unless he has an older brother. If he has an older brother who's past bar mitzvah, so let him do the chalitza. But if the only surviving brother is before bar mitzvah, you have to wait. If there's no brother at all and the brother is born after the man dies, then the Mishnah says you don't have to wait. Otherwise, the Alman, you can tell Alman, wait forever. Maybe your mother-in-law is going to have another baby another 20 years. Even if the mother-in-law is pregnant, you don't have to wait. If the brother wasn't born before the husband died, so that's Eishes Sachmash Lahoy Bailam. But whoever was born, even though he's only a Tinek Ben Yoyim Echad, you have to wait till the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, but that, neither, the Gemara says, but that's not sufficient. Just to wait till the girl reaches the age of 12 and the boy reaches the age of 13, and to rely on the Chazaka de Rava, the Kol Shehigil Lachlal Shanim was probably also Higil Lachlal Simonim. With respect to Chalitza, you have to be Baidik. You have to be baidik to make sure that they have the shtei saris. The boy, you're baidik with men, and the girl, you're baidik with women. The Gemara discusses there that you give the girl over to women, and you have the women be baidik for the shtei saris. How can you rely on the women? If it's a real din d'oraisa that you need shnei eidim. Layokam erechet be'ish. The Bi'ur HaGra quotes on Chayshe Mishpat, the Sifrei says on the Kamel, Layokam erechet be'ish, that erechet is not neman on an ish, to establish godless. You have to have dafke shnei eidim. Because to establish ish, to establish godless, is considered like a dovah should be erevim, for that you need shnei eidim kshems. How can you be moisa the girl to the women that they should be goydik? So the Ramban, the Aranide, the Ritvo, the Talmid Ramban quote in his name, that since you really have this chazaka de ravis, and you assume that she probably has shtei saris anyway, to establish that she's 12 years old, for that you have to have shnei eidim ksherim. Once you know that she's 12 years old, or that the boy is 13, so you you assume that she probably has shtei saris anyway. So it's only a chumra mid the rabbanon, then you have to check to see if she really has the shtei saris. So therefore, the Gemara says we can rely on the edus anosh. We don't have to have dafke edus anosh. The Ramban. Anidim, the Chidusha Ramban Anidim, the Talmidei Ramban, the Ritva and the Ram, they follow in his footsteps, they quote over what he said. So the question is, on that Gemara, when the Gemara requires Davke Bedike for Chalitza, you have to be Bedik to make sure that they're able to do Chalitza, that they have Shtei Cyrus, does that mean with respect to all Dinim Deraisa you need Bedike? Does it mean with respect to Inyani Ishus, with respect to Inyani Erevo? My loss of Beyuchsen, the Gemara has a lot of times, my loss of Beyuchsen. And the Rishonim said that my loss of the Yuchsen is not limited davke to cases of Yuchsen, of Mamzeris, Suffolk Mamzer, and so on. Nivul al Apostle of Sola. Yuchsen a lot of times means in the general area of Eben Ezra, the general area of Inyana Yishus. So one could perhaps insist that this Milo of Yuchsen is only legabi the Bedike that's required, not to rely on the Chazaka the Rav, is only legabi Chalitz or signing a get, let's say. Can the boys that were just by mitzvah be Eidim and a get, or be Eidim and a chasana? So we say, no, it's not right. You have to have davke shnei Eidim k'sherim that you know b'vadoa is that they're by mitzvah. If their beard is growing already, so then the Rishonim say, you know b'yodua that they have shtei saris and they're able whoever. Rashi had said, on daf ayin, Rashi said, if they have hair growing by kishri eitz b'yseim, so that's also called shtei saris. And the other Rishonim weren't so convinced that that was correct, based on the Gemara there in the Nida. You learned it already. But this is a question in Rishonim. When the Gemara says that you don't rely on Chazaka the Rav Legabe Chalitza, does it only mean Legabe Chalitza and similar cases like those Dvarim should be Erva, or does it mean Legabe Yol Dinim Deraisa? This is a Shaila and Poskim. So we're Machme, generally speaking, Legabe Yol Dinim Deraisa, not to rely on Chazaka the Rav, but to insist that you bedik the kid. Let's say a kid is Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos Parsha Zocha, so many are Machme that you shouldn't let the kid lay in Kriyas HaTorah, because we assume that Parsha Zocha is Deraisa. You shouldn't let the kid lay in Kriyas HaTorah unless someone's bedik him. Let someone's bedik him to make sure that he has shtei saris. That's such a difficult thing.
So what about what we said last week, that parshas kisisa
is
worth
a din deraisa? Same thing. Same thing. Whenever it's a din deraisa, you should be machmed to be bedik to make sure that the kid has shtei saris. And some he will have. Most boys who are 13 have shtei saris. So the prima godim and hilchas pesach on this din quotes this pesiyasa b'shem the Ramban on Chumash parshas samor that tefila b'tzibur is deraisa on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore he says that tzibur have to be gedolim. So therefore he says that that you have to make sure you shouldn't just daven in a minyan of 10 people who just barely bar mitzvah. Because with respect to a din deraisa, not supposed to be lying chazaka the rav. So he says you have to make sure that you have 10 people who are bevado as bar mitzvah, or you have to be bedik to be bedik them to make sure that they have shtei saris.
Surely the shliach tzibur can't be a bar mitzvah.
Should not be a kid who just was bar mitzvah. I don't know about that. Chazaras hashatz, that's already dinim derabbanan. But to daven tefillah b'tzibur, that everybody should daven together. He says you'd be maharet to daven in a minyan, but you have for sure 10 people who are past bar mitzvah bevadois. Then he said, yeah, every Shabbos and Yontov. He says. Then he says it's shchiach on shavuos. He's ma'ir shchiach on shavuos, because usually people stay up shavuos night, and then as the night proceeds, the older folks go to sleep, and then the younger people stay up. So by the time it comes by to, time to daven shacharis, who's awake? The younger people, the kids who are before bar mitzvah and who are excited about staying up all night, and the people who are just bar mitzvah. So he says it's shchiach. Then on Shavuos morning, you'll just have a minyan of people who are just barely bar mitzvah. So you may not have a minyan of asara gedol. This is b'mishal chiddush. We pointed out one can ding zach with the prima godim l'chari. You can say that tefillah b'tzibur is deraisa. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a chayvus ayochid that I have a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ma'ariv Shachris Musaf Mincha. If I already daven Ma'ariv B'tzibur on Shavuos is not good enough, and I plan to daven Mincha B'tzibur is not good enough. You could say that as long as you daven one tefillah B'tzibur on Shavuos is good enough, on Yontif and Shabbos. And you could also say that I personally don't have to daven any tefillah B'tzibur on Shabbos and Yontif. You could say that it's a Chayvus HaTzibur to Shtel Avek, that there should be Makal Kilos Ram. I should institute public Shurim in the community and I go to sleep. Someone should go. There should be public Shurim. I should urge everybody to go and I'll sleep, I'm tired. So it doesn't make this part doesn't make that much sense to you. You can't say, as long as there's a minyan of shuls, everybody can stay home. But it means you should, some of the rabbis should participate, but to say that each and every yachid is mechuyev, chavis ha-yachid, that he has to go to shul, that's what the Ramban meant, that it's a din deraisa, and that's what the Beis Yosef said, that the mesakin nusach ha-tefillah held like the Ramban. The question whether that's exactly what the Ramban meant, you could say that he meant it as a chavis ha-tzibur, like karbanas tzibur. A chavis ha-tzibur, to bring karbanas tzibur. So it's a chavis ha-tzibur to institute public shiurim in Kriyas HaTorah Barabim on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So is this then
He's the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. But it could be that once you have 10 tzaddikim in the city who are davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then it could be that all of the members of that community are fulfilling the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, all those who pay dues and see to it that the shul is open on Shabbos and that they have time schedules and that there's a chazneh and a bal kohen and a rabbi and whatever, everything is functioning properly. It could be that everybody's fulfilling the mitzvah of Tefillah B'Tzibur, Mikra Kodesh, because they all saw to it that the tzibur had a Tefillah B'Tzibur. Probably, why not? Why not?
Some of them say that the revolution that there's a paradox. Do you not say there's any problem with that, the fact that there's such a
paradox? No.
How do you explain the fact that so that, I don't know if it's just the sound vocal or it makes any difference, that the tefillah itself is not derisive, but the din of the tefillah b'tzibur is derisive? Is that possible? Or when it says mikra kodesh, that the tefillah itself takes on a din derisive?
No, tefillah is not derisive on weekdays. On right. Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says that it is derisive.
Tefillah is derisive or tefillah b'tzibur is derisive?
He's done tefillah b'tzibur, both. Tefillah and tefillah b'tzibur
is derisive. You say both. Maybe it is the chobos ha'yavim or chobos ha'yavim, that all the tefillah should be b'tzibur, you know.
Maybe that's what he says, but it's, I don't really see a mukha hetra. They're not yotzim and stuff. That's what the tzibur means. 10 people davening. They're not mechavim, so they're not davening. It doesn't count. It's not. That's a general question. If a person davens b'li kavona, what's the halacha? Is it nothing or is it something? A shaila and shulchan aruch. I think the Shem Shmuel quotes in the name of his father, the Tzachat Shavad, Avnei Nezer, that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to unite all of Klal Yisrael together. That before the Mishkan was built, there was a het abamas. Everybody can mach Shabbos vazich. Everybody can make his own bama, bring his own karbonis wherever he wanted. Mishuhukam amishkan netzru habamas. Mishnah says in a lev perik in Zvachim. After the mishkan was established, everybody had to come to this central location to bring all the karbonis there. So since it's an inyan of hisachtus klal Yisrael, that's why the pasuk says vayakel Moshe as an introduction to binyan hamishkan, that he had to unite all of klal Yisrael together as one big kehila. And another way, a method of uniting klal Yisrael together, is by the observance of Shabbos, as it says in this Nusach Ashkenaz, as it says in Kigavna, in Nusach Svartzir. It says that one of the themes of Shabbos is the Kul HaMisachten B'Raza Deyechot, that all of Klal Yisrael become united together on Shabbos. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was makil B'nei Yisrael to be ma'ached them, and he told them the dinim of Shabbos again at this occasion, that Shabbos is for the, one of the purposes of Shabbos is to be ma'ached Klal Yisrael, and then he said, okay, let's go make the Mishkan. Those were the prerequisites of Asiyas HaMishkan. The Rishonim point out, based on the Gemara, that there's a different tam, slightly different tam, as to why the Chumash has a connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that Rav Chaim never wanted to insult anybody. So whenever anybody said Ishtikol Torah to Rav Chaim, used to say, yeah, I thought the same myself, but slightly different. I didn't even say completely different. I didn't want to hurt the guy's feelings. I thought the same, but a little different. So the Rishonim have a little different over here from Rabbi Avraham L'Sachat Shavar, that the Gemara says Ramban HaChumash and Adaz Kenan Bali Atesis, and other Rishonim say based on the Gemara. Rashi quotes the first Rashi, why Shabbos is written next to the Mishkan, to teach you Loi Mashena Deches HaShabbos, that you're not permitted to build the Mishkan neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. Once the Mishkan is established, then you're permitted to be makrib the Karbonis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That yes. That's all. But before the Mishkan is built, you're not permitted to build it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. The Minchas Alaza is bothered with the kash. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu is making the Mishkan every day. 12 days of the Chanukah, not the 12 days of the Chanukah, I'm saying the 7 days. The Shivas Yimei Miluim. Rashi quotes in Chumash, every day Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took it down, and the next day he put it up and he took it down. If you have 7 days in a row, one of them is going to have to be Shabbos. It says he put it up and he took it down, so he was violating Boina and Soisen. So if you say that the only the Avoidis, Shizmanam Kavua Decha Shabbos, but the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Decha Shabbos, how was he allowed to put it up and take it down? So that's what he has, a whole pilpul on that kash, an interesting kash. It's an obvious kash, no? It's not a deep kash. Minchas Aluzim, Min kash, as in his Chivas, talks about that kash. Shvisas Kalim. I don't think so. The Gemara learns that Binyan is also from the Mishkan. The Asiyas HaMishkan was Binyan.
Yeah, but no, but every day he was taking that from the Gemara
says, well, yeah. Maybe it was only Binyan or Roy.
Ah, okay. Okay, that could be. It's a different. That could be that since he only planned to take it down on the same day, there was no Issa Deraisa.
The Gemara says the only reason why he was Kavua by Bnei Yisrael is because Alpi Hashem Yaakov gave himself, but over here it was.
Could be. Because I don't think he gives that teret. Anyway, the Gemara says that the reason why Shabbos is written in the Chumash was given in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan was to teach us that the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos and it's also not Deicha Yom Tov. And then the Rishonim add on another thing that the... that's the question. How do you know it's not? The Gemara assumes that it's not Deicha Yom Tov. How do you know exactly that it's not Deicha Yom
Tov? So
maybe Yom Tov is lower. I think Rashi and Yevamos says because Yantav is either Rashi and Yevamos or Shavuos says that because Yantav is Nikra Shabbos. But that's a good question. The Rishonim talk about it. Rashi talks about it either in Shavuos or Yevamos, the beginning, and Ebbets Rebbe Kivager and the Gilyan Hashas has a Kasha and the Rashi. It's not so Pashit. The answer to your question is not so Pashit. How do you know that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is also not Deicha Yantav? The Pesukim only say Shabbos, so maybe Yantav is killed, so maybe it is Deicha Yantav. The Gemara says clearly that that's the dim, and the Gemara doesn't state what the derivation is. At this occasion, was there a yontif?
No, I'm saying that it's like when they started before Shabbos.
No, let's say we'll want to build a Beis HaMikdash, so we're not allowed to build on Pesach. The Gemara says maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built on Pesach, so Rashi and Tosafos says the Kasha. It's not. You're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. Avicha Mezaka made Xerim, Heri Bon HaMikdash may be built on Pesach. They won't be able to bring the Korban Ha'imer, and the Chodesh will be also all day long. So the Rishonim ask, you're not allowed to build on Pesach. The Gemara said, Mefurish, it's not Deicha Yom Tov. That's a Rashi and Tosafos answer. Others, they call it a Medrash like that. Rashi on Parshas B'Shalach quotes, it'll be built by Hashem Yisbach. Migdash Hashem Kol Minu Yodeh. And other Rishonim don't quote that Medrash. They assume that'll be built by the Yom. That's the question. So the Rishonim add on that not only do we learn from these Pesukim that Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Binyan HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos, we also learn what the definition of a Malach is. The Gemara says on the first half in Bava Kama, Ach Tavi B'Mishkan Hashiva Korelayav. What constitutes a Malach, or whatever was important in Asiyas HaMishkan? How did the Gemara know that it has to do with Asiyas HaMishkan? Because the Rabban Shalom, so the Rishon Machum said, because the Rabban Shalom said, you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why not? Obviously, everything that's involved in Asiyas HaMishkan is a Malach, because if Asiyas HaMishkan wouldn't be a Malach, so go do Gzintahed, build a Mishkan on Shabbos. If a malacha means business, doing business, so building Beis HaMikdash is not business, so what's wrong? So obviously building Beis HaMikdash, everything involved in Asiyas HaMishkan was a malacha, so we know what the definition of malacha is from the fact that you're not allowed to make the Mishkan on Shabbos. Not only do we know what the definition of the malachas are, which are the lamites of his malachas, hachtav and Mishkan Hashiva, we know even the prati ha-halachas. The pasuk says that when they made the Mishkan, they did the Asiyas HaMishkan malachas machshevis. It never says Malach Machshavas Lagabi Shabbos. The pasuk says Malach Machshavas Lagabi Asiyas HaMishkan. But the Gemara carries over the klolim of Malach Machshavas from the Asiyas HaMishkan to Hilchas Shabbos. That since it's only considered a Malach if it was something that was necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan, and the Asiyas HaMishkan was done in a neifen of Malachas Machshavas, so mainly we see that a Chilul Shabbos is only if the Malach is done in a neifen of Malachas Machshavas. The Avodas, the Eglei Tal quotes a Machlokes Rishonim and Gaonim, right? Whether you learn from Asiyas HaMishkan or from the Avodas HaKorbanos as well. Yeah, right. The Pashup Shad is Asiyas HaMishkan. Don't know. They must have a different libra. I don't know. He quotes that Rashi quotes the Gaonim who say that even the malachas involved in the Avodas HaKorbanos that's based on a Yerushalmi. But the Bavli seems to learn all Pipshuta that it has to do with the Asiyas HaMishkan.
Why do you need a different libra if it's from also from the Korbanos?
why do you need or differently or for what?
It's also from the Korbanos. We have a kasha. You said, where do we learn melachos and mashabes from?
Yeah, melachos and mashabes is never written the Gabi the Shabbos. It's written by Asiyas HaMishkan, and we derive it by Shabbos from the fact that the Torah says that all the Asiyas HaMishkan constitute a melachos.
And if you hold that you also learn from melachos and Korbanos,
yeah,
then you need another marker, or that marker is good enough.
I guess it means you learn from Asiyas HaMishkan and the Malachas HaMishkan.
No.
And the Avodas HaKabbalah, not only Avodas HaKabbalah. Some of both. Some of both.
We shouldn't say that we know that.
No, the Chumash writes the two next to each other to teach you. The Tzadik Gemara says that the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Derech HaShabbos. Now the Rishon and Chumash say, and also this indicates to us what constitutes a malacha. Achtav and Mishkan HaShabbos is considered a malacha, because otherwise what did Rabbi Shalom forbid us from making a Mishkan HaShabbos? It's not a malacha. So we see that that is the definition of a malacha. Whatever was important to Asiyas HaMishkan constituted a malacha.
How do we see from it as limited to what was done with Mishkan? Maybe it's Mishkan and more.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
How do you know what else?
Okay.
It's not written anywhere, so why should you see
No, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara discusses, how do you know that there are lama tassav as malachas? One Tana darshans from this pasuk. Eila hadvarim. Here the Torah Tmima quotes. The Gemara in Shabbos after Tzadik Zayin and Beis. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. Rebbe darshans from this pasuk. Eila hadvarim. Ashativa Hashem lasos asam goes on Shabbos. So dvarim is miud rabim shnayim is two. Hadvarim with a hey haidia adds on three. And Eila begin matria is lamed hey. Vav is 36. 36 and 3 gives you a sum total of 39. Eila lamata salvas malachas shenemad ala moishim esim. First pasuk in Vayakol, Ichnash. Eila hadvarim shatziva Hashem lasos m'sheishis yomim. So dvarim hadvarim eila hadvarim. Pnei Yeshua anad Gemara, not sure anad Gemara on a previous daf. I think it's on daf ayin in the Shabbos. Pnei Yeshua on Masechah Shabbos points out that this is not a bona fide yafusa, because the Mishnah says gematrioes parperoes lachachma. Where's that Mishnah? Chagiga? It's in Pirkei Avos. That's, I think, the end of the first paragraph of Chagiga. Gematrias parperois lachachma. What does it mean? That a gematria is not from the midrash Torah nedreshes from. He can't learn that. I, the Gemara, learned that stam nezir shloshim yom. The Gemara has a machloikis, but the stam nezir shloshim yom or not. And we assume it's shloshim yom based on the pasuk kadosh yihye the gematria plus and hadim yud hei is 30. So the Ramban writes, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisan Nazir, that that's not the Mokr. Even though the Gemara says that is the Mokr, he says that's only a remez, because we never learn out of din from a gematria. They had a Masor and a Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Ramban and the Sefer Agula writes the same as well. Ramban comments on the remez that the Gemara has on Bnei Shantan, that no, so the Ramban writes on that all gematrios, the Gemara never learned that any halachas from a gematria. Any halachas derived from a gematria is an asmachta. That's not really the emes hamokar. So what is the emes hamokar to derive that there are lamates of us malachas? How do you know there are lamates? How do you know there are lamates? So the Gemara there in Shabbos says the real yafusa is that you add up every time it says in the chumash the word malacha from the beginning of chumash to the end of the chumash. That's a real yafusa. That's a real yafus. Yes. So the Tosfos Yontif asks on Mishnayos, but it's not so. The word malacha appears in Chumash many more than 39 times. So he gives you a klal, which he says he thinks that klal is going to solve the problem. Only if it's written in a certain way, not if it's written in another way. But he didn't bother to check through to see if his klal solved the problem. Feinayim was a very meticulous man. Feinayim printed in the back of the Shas, where he gives you the Tziyun and Maran Kamis, the Yushalmis and so on, the Midrash. Feinayim checked out the Tosfos Yontif's klal and he said that it's not always galvan, so he gives a different klal. I remember Rabban Lichtenstein told us years ago that there was an essay published in Hadarom, I think, that's the RCA publication, written by Rabbi Gettinger in New York, where he told Rabbi Gettinger had some ingenious chedgment to figure out what the Lama Tassavas Malachas are based on the Malacha. I never read. I just know that Rav Mendel Kasha has in his Zechon Levracha, he passed away a few years ago. Mendel Kasha has in his Sefer that he published just before he died, a few years before Divrei Menachem on Aruch Chaim, Sanchelik base of Divrei Menachem, he has a long piece on this to try to figure out. He's not trying to figure out, he just quotes the various opinions from the Rishonim, different opinions as to which, what the klal is, which malacha, malachto, malachas do you count from the Chumash, which do you count, which do you not count. So he quotes, there are three or four opinions on Rishonim as to how to figure out the kashya. Not the popular, not Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ram, not the famous Rishonim. Some obscure Rishonim he quotes to figure out what the cheshbon is, which he can. But that constitutes a bona fide drasha. The Gemara, those who remember from Sanhedrin Dav David, the Gemara has quite a few drashas like this. The Gemara says, how do you know how many zrikas he give on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says, karnas, karnas, karnos. The Gemara says, basukas, basukas, basukas. Then the Gemara says also, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And here the Gemara says that this is a bona fide drasha, that you add up every time it says nechumish, the word malacha, and you add it up, it adds up to a sum total of 39. And the other Tana disagrees, and he says, no, that's not the Alfusa. That's not the Alfusa. You add up every time it says Melocha. They just looked into the Asiyas HaMishkan to figure out how many Pa'ulas were necessary for Asiyas HaMishkan. It happened to turn out to be 39. If it would have been more, it would have been more. It would have been less, it would have been less. It happened that it turned out to be 39.
According to the Tana, the Darshan from, whatever Darshan from, was a number of times says Melocha. So how do they know what the Melochas are?
That's the Masara cost of Allah HaChaim. They had to be Koveya, which they are.
When they decided to be Koveya.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that this 40?
Yeah, there's one Tana, the Gemara quotes. There's one Tana holds that there's more than 39. Right. So that Tana obviously doesn't hold from the Gematria, and obviously doesn't hold from the Malacha, Malacha, Malachta. He holds from one of the. Has a different Chesha. Right? Or he has a different Chesha. Why do we learn out the malachas of Shabbos from Asiyas HaMishkan if the idea of observance of Shabbos is Zechel Abriyas Olam? So what has Briyas Olam got to do with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechel Abriyas Olam? So what has Yetzias Mitzrayim got to do with Asiyas HaMishkan? So you could say, like the Ramban writes Al HaTorah, that the Asiyas HaMishkan was the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes that Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of Bereishis, Haskalas, the beginning of the world, the beginning of the Jewish nation, the beginning of mankind, the beginning of the Jewish nation, the beginning of everything, the beginning of history. Sefer Shmos, he calls the Sefer HaGolos VeHagula. It starts off with the Golos from Mitzrayim and it ends off with the Gula. So then the Ramban says, in his Hagdama to Shmos, he writes, but that's not exactly correct. The Gula is only after they got back into Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, once they made the Mishkan, they had a Makom HaKudosh, they had a Kedushas Makom, so that's the same as entering back into Eretz Yisrael. Usually you can't visualize the Beis HaMikdash and Chutz La'aretz. But here they had a Beis HaMikdash in Chutzlah, to the Baruch Shalom Tom, you should make a Mishkan in the Midbar. So since they returned to Makom HaKudosh, that was equivalent to returning back to Eretz Yisrael. So one could perhaps say that this was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Shabbos is Echad Yetzias Mitzrayim, this perhaps was the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Does the Ramban use this to answer that question?
I don't think he discussed. Yeah, I'm suggesting maybe based on the Ramban, maybe that's the answer. Others say that
it says Shabbos
is Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim. Nechumish, it says Shabbos is both Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim and Zechel Amayse Bereishis.
So what
do you mean? Can I cut to the Mishkan? No, I'm just asking a simple question. If the observance of the Lamentas Melachos is Zechel Tzius Mitzrayim and Zechel Briyas Olam, so why is it learned out from Asiyas HaMishkan? What does the Asiyas HaMishkan have to do either with Briyas Shemayim V'Oretz or with Tzius Mitzrayim?
Why is it Asiyas?
Maybe it doesn't have to do.
So
what the malachas are, what the malachas are, learned that from here, and it has nothing to do.
In Shabbos,
Okay.
Could be. Could be.
Others say the following, that the the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, when the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, so Adam HaRishon was a pure individual. And then, after the Chet of the Yetz Hadas, the Nachash was Hitol Bo Zuhama. Then the Gemara says, B'nai Yisrael, who stood at HaSinai, Poska Zuhamasa. Then the Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah, that's the famous. Then the Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah with the rest of the story. So the Gemara says, but then, after B'nai Yisrael sinned with the Chet of Egel, so the Zuhama returned again. That's all the Gemara has. And then the Medrash adds on, but then, when they built the Mishkan, then that Zoma that returned, because the Gemara assumes that this man said the Zoma is not with us, and according to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, the Zoma came back again after the Chet Egel returned. So when did it disappear again? So the Midrashim add on. Rabbi Shua Heller has in his sefer a whole essay on this, very long, complicated, fascinating essay about this, that there are Midrashim that add on to the Gemara, where they explain that when they made the Mishkan, that was the kapara for the Chet Egel, and Rashi quotes on Chumash that the Asiyas HaMishkan was a simon that the Rebbein Shalom is Mashur Shechinah to be Israel to demonstrate that he's forgiving us for the Chet Egel. At that time the Zoma went away again, So we return back to the original state of Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. So it's sort of Asiyas HaMishkan is the rebuilding of the world, considered as if you're rebuilding the whole world again. That's what someone has said. It's based on a Maharami. Prague has long arichas on this in one of his little songs, that the Asiyas HaMishkan was in a certain sense the rebuilding of the whole world. And there's a Gemara in the first paragraph in Ksubis. The Gemara comments on the Pasuk that describes the way Bezalel was involved in making the Mishkan by Maliosa Ruach Alekim Mechochma Vesvuna Vadasa Bechol Malocha. So the Gemara says Yedeo Hayu Bezalel Atzar Fosio Shebehem Nivru Shemayim Waretz, that there are psukim in Tanakh which indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Bechochma and Bezvuna Uvedas. So when he made the Mishkan with the same type of Chochma, Meyein that Chochma, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created Shemayim Waretz. What does that mean? That he was rebuilding the world at this time somehow. The Asiyas HaMishkan was accomplishing the Psikas HaZulma to return back to the state of Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. I don't exactly understand what that means, but you have to try to understand. The Gemara has such an idea, you have to try to understand. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a comment on the Pasuk, Sheish Yisamim Te'asem Alocha, why is it Balosha Nifal? So he refers you to the Mechilta on Parshas Bo, where the Pasuk... So the Pasuk says regarding Shvisa Memelocha that on Shabbos called Melocha Lo Yeyosebo. Why does it say Lo Yeyosebo? So the Mechilta says Lo Yeyatzma V'lo Yeyachem. Melocha may not be done. We can't, from this Pasuk we derive that Amir Lenachri is forbidden. So the simple reading of the Mechilta is that it's an Issa Deraisa. So the Ramban asks, how can that be? Amir Yachm is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara says all the time that it's only an Issa Derabanan. That's why you have so many coolers, the Makam Sabari Chai, the Makam Atzalas Kisvi HaKodesh, the Makam Shus to Shus, the Makam Mitzvah we discussed the other day, the enemy. There's so many coolers on Amir Yaakim. Shemisha Beretz Yisrael Hikilu. So if Amir Yaakim is their Isa, so how can you have any coolers on Anisa their Isa? So Ramban says the whole drasha of the Mechilta is only Asmachta Midi Rabbanan. Abeli Mizrahi in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Bo, he quotes the Ramban, he disagrees.
That means he's referring to a Jew, and it's a Nisran Shalayach who's asking the Jew to do it.
That's certainly a Nisra Deraisa, that's Lifnei Iver. The Pashto says, no, Mechilta says, Lo Yad Yatzma Lo Yad Acherim. Acherim doesn't mean Acherim, others. Acherim means Nachrim. Shalchol, like Rashi writes in Pesachim, Shalchol Yatara, Avala Tara Shal Acherim Shal Gavoy. So Rashi says, Shal Acherim means Shal Yisrael Acherim. Lerachem means the other people. The other people means the Umas Olam, not other Jews. It means Akum, Zacher. Rabbi Mizrahi has a famous comment on Chumash. This is on the Mechilta on Parshas Bo, on Perek Yud Beis, chapter Yud Beis, Pasuk Tezayin. It goes on Pesach, not on Shabbos. Yom Arish Mikra Kodesh, Yom Arish Mikra Kodesh, Kol Malach Lo Yeyosev Ohem. So the Ramban over there says that it's only in a remez, only an asmach in the Rabbana. Rabbi Mizrahi quotes the Ramban and he says he doesn't think that that's a kasha. He says in the Mechilta Gufa it's a machlokes hatanoi. One Tana says that this is the Mokka for Amir Yaakum. The other Tana gives a different rasha. So he claims no, that Tana who says that this is the Mokka for Amir Yaakum holds Amir Yaakum is the rice. The other Tana disagrees and we pass like the other Tana. Ramban obviously holds he's wrong, that no Tana holds Amir Yaakum is the rice. No Tana holds on Miuli Yachmi Teres. We discussed in the Sivis is bothered with the Kasha, the end of Kosh Mishpah, why should, according to Shammai HaZoken, that Yesh Alech Advar Aver, why shouldn't Miuli Yachmi be an Issa Deraisa? Because if you hold Yesh Alech Advar Aver, the Rav Rishonim say, in a case where Yesh Alech Advar Aver, the Rav Rishonim say that even Ayde Yachmi also, Yesh Alech Advar Aver. So he gives an answer that it can't be. Nobody holds that Miuli Yachmi is Deraisa. I'll be Pshuta. The only time Miuli Yachmi is Deraisa is when it's a Ger Toshav. Because the Pasuk says, V'inofesh ben amofka v'hagir. Then Aruch Chaim in Simen Shin Dalad, or the way the, it's always written, Simen Dalad Shin, instead of saying Simen Shade, but Simen Dalad Shin. And Aruch Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mechilta, that that's a din deraisa. Amir Yaakum, who's a ger toshav, is forbidden min atar. Then you don't have any of these coolers at all. That's a big problem, let's say. The Heta Mechira for Shnas HaShmita in Eretz Yisrael always poses a problem of Lois HaChanim. You're not permitted to Lositnon Chanoi Bekarka. You're not permitted to give over Karka to the Nochrim. So how are they permitted to make a Heta Mechira? So that's why many Gedolim were opposed to Heta Mechira. They want to avoid a problem of Shvi is the Rabbana. And the whole Heta Mechira is based on the assumption that Shmita Bizman is only the Rabbana. So in order to avoid an Issa the Rabbana, they only violate an Issa the Raisa of giving over Eretz Yisrael to the Yavs. That's how the Netziv and the Chazanish and many in between them and after them and before them time that they were opposed to the Heta Mechira because they're violating an Issa the Raisa. Now they said no, that there's no Issa in selling Eretz Yisrael to the Yavs, but they gave various reasons why not. So So the Avnei Nezer has one theme, one idea that many other Gdolim had. That when is there an Isa Loisichonim, Lositlan Chanoi Bekarka, if you give the Nachri a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, Letovis HaNachri. But if you're doing it Letovis HaYisrael, he's doing us a favor to do a Haroman. In order to be Mata, what, he's taking over the Medina? He's not taking over anything. We get a nice Arab, whom we know is going to sell it back after the Shnas HaShmita is over. And we only sell it to him that we should be allowed to do business as usual on Shnas HaShmita. So since it's Letovis HaMedina, Letovis HaYehudim, so that's not a violation of Loisichon. Huh? So if you hold like that, that's what the Avnei Nezer has a famous tshuva based on a mashur and git. If you're like that, is nicha. But others say, Rav Kook, Sulchan Aruch, has a different angle. He claims that there's a svara to say, to become a popular svara today. I don't understand why. The people who like to be liberal think that this is a gewaldige svara. I don't know. Liberal hind, liberal morgen. It's a krum svara. Doesn't make any sense to me to say that all the Ummah Sodom today have the status of Ger Toshet, because they're all Makabal Shevim, Mitzvah, Benino. That's what the Torah Tamima writes also. Kayodua, he writes in brackets. Everybody knows that all the Ummah Sodom today, we all observe all the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei'ef. We all observe all the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei'ef. Who? One? Where? Who observes? Gili Arayis. They all observe Gili Arayis. The Jews don't observe Rahman al-Islam. Baba Nesena Ram, the Yeshiva people don't observe Gili Arayis. The Ummah Sa'ilam on Israel and Gili Arayis. You read the newspapers. First page every day. Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Dinim, corruption, and every government is corrupt. Mamish, from top to bottom. What? Mishkav Zachar.
Well,
you read the Hamavasa? Everything. What? Who observes the Shevim Mitzvahs B'nei Na'at? The Ummah Sa'ilam observe? I don't know. Anyway, it just means that they accept it in principle. They don't even accept it in principle.
No, it's a rule. Give it to an Arab who does.
A fine guy.
Not everybody.
So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simen Shindalit. Simen Dalit Shin. He quotes Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you can have a person who has the status of a Ger Toshe Bizman Hazeh. Can you ever have this din of Amir Yakim that it should be an Issa Deraisa? You know, if it's been Amotzabah Hagir. Hagir means a Ger Toshe. It doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is Ato. The Torah speaks to every Jew that he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It says, Vinofish ben Amoscha v'Hager means that you're not allowed to do Amir Liyakim to a Ger Toshav. He himself may be Mechal Shabbos, but we're not permitted to ask him to do Malacha for us. So then those people who are so convinced, like Rav Kook says, that all the Ummah Sa'ilam, or some of the Ummah Sa'ilam today have the status of a Ger Toshav, so there's an Issa Deraisa to ask him to do any Malacha. So then they're not allowed to do Yishav Haaretz Ayidei those going. And we do it all the time. Rav Kook himself was matter to go to the JNF, should go buy karka on Yom Kippur, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, Ayde Yakum. The Jewish representative from the JNF drove on Yom Kippur, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos in a taxi, and it was driven by a guy, and he went to the auction, and he was bidding, and then he told them that they should sign the papers, and he's going to pay whatever they want, he's going to pay. So you see, Rav Kook also held that the head of Amir Yakum applies to Zman Hazeh. Well, he picked the guy who was over the Zor. All the guys are the same there. They're all going the same. All the Muslims are the same. Ali Yivan Muhammad Khan. So the Pashtun says that we don't accept that opinion. It's a very difficult opinion, even liberal Heinz liberal Morgan. It's not a question of being liberal, it just doesn't make any sense. And Allah, it doesn't make any sense. Why should you assume that all the Ummah Sa'ilam today or even the fine Ummah Sa'ilam today are considered as Ger Toshav? It doesn't conform to the Allah as a Ger Toshav. You have to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs because they were given in Ashamayim, and the Kabbalah has to be in the presence of a Bezin of three Jews. You don't have that formality. Anyway, that's the shayla. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh suggests that this pasuk also sounds like the Mechilta. Sheish Yisyamim Teyosa Malocha Teyosa Ayyadei Acherim. That on the 6 days you can do, you can have others do, but on Shabbos both forms are forbidden. You're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to have others do on your behalf. That the pasuk seems to indicate, like the Mechilta said on Parshas Bo'i, that Amir Liyakim should be an Issa Deraisa. So Shveri Shita, we don't follow that. We pass on Amir Liyakim is only the Rabbanan, and it's only an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta though. And Asmachta means, like we mentioned many times, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, and after Zayin says, that an Asmachta doesn't mean Stam Remes Bialma. You can take a telephone book and also make an Asmachta in a Gematria. An Asmachta means, this is quite an Asmachta, Teyosim Aloha sounds like Aydeh Acherim. Then on Shabbos, Aydeh Acherim is forbidden. So it's an Asmachta to indicate that the Rabbanan Shalom really wanted that, but he didn't want to Asrit L'Klal Yisrael Kuloi. As it Din Daraisif in the days of Mammon Hasina, but he really wanted this, the Ratzon Hashem really was for this Din Darabbah. That's like all the Asmachtas. The Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs that the Nevi'im Ksuvim were given divinely. And he says, you can make Asmachtas on them. What do you can make? You can make an Asmachta on a telephone book also. It means it's divine. You can make an Asmachta on the New York Times. So he means no, the Ramban means like the Ritva quotes in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva is quoting from here. He writes, Kibalnu Mirabi Sena, we have a tradition from our Rabbeim, that when the Gemara says asnachta, it means that this is really the kavanas haTorah. Not that it should be on a level of the Raisa, but the Torah was merames that the Rabban Shalom wants the Chachamim to institute this din sometime in the future.
You still showing about this. He says, like, father hints to his son that he would like a certain thing done to help do with faith, but since the son wants his father, he does it for a man.
Right, that this fulfilling dinim de Rabbanon is a mitzvah of Avos Hashem in HaTorah. That's the Mesivos Yeshorim and the Balatanya and the Midrashim like that. It's a form of Avos Hashem. Avos Hashem means not only that we do what the Rabban Shalom tells us explicitly. If we love the Rabban Shalom so much, we'll do even what he doesn't tell us explicitly. If we know that it will be a nachas ruach to him, if we know that he would be happy if we should do that, like the child who wants to make his parents happy, so he doesn't wait till his mother asks him to go shopping. If he knows his mother wants him to, the father and mother want to do something, so he'll do it even without being nitztave explicitly. So too, the dinam de rabbanon a merum is in the psukim. We know that that is the rotzen Hashem.
I thought not.
That is a question. Yes, that is a question. That is the comment of the Dusha Slaver of Levitzah Berdichva in the next passage. Zeh Hadavar Shatzir Hashem Leimor. Zeh Hadavar only appears in connection with the words Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashon. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Matos quotes the Sifrei. There it also says Zeh Hadavar. So the Sifrei says, "Kol anavim nisnabu b'kol amar Hashem." Mosif alei Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu says the higher level of Nevuah. He says, "Zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem." What's the difference between "Zeh hadavar" and "Kol amar Hashem"? So Rav Yitzchak Berditcheva in the Sefer Kedushas Levi writes, the end of pshat, the pasha pshat is the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nisnabu bas bekloria hamirah. The other Nevuim was nisnabu bas bekloria she'ena mirah. What does that mean? He quotes from the Kabbalah Svarim, the Balatani quotes, it's also from Kabbalah Svarim, that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom was Oisius and Nekudas. He had a Nevuah, a vision of words. He didn't have a Chazon and a Mara and then give it an interpretation. In contrast to the other Nevim who had a Chazon, they saw flying horses and they saw whatever, all different kinds of things. A pot cooking, a Makel Shoket, all kinds of different things, and then he had to interpret the dream that they gave. So the other Nevi'im can't say, Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem, this is precisely what the Rabban Shalom has told me. He didn't get it in words. He got a Chazon and he says, Ko Amar Hashem, this is approximately, this is the Pshat in the Nevuah that I saw. Hashem came, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Nevuah, voices in the Kudus, that's why he says, Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem. This is on the assumption that the other Nevi'im Ksuvim were not dictated word for word, letter for letter, to the Nevi'im. That's what the Kedushas Levi is assuming. Others assume not so. There's a Shaila in Rishayim, if Arshei HaTanach have this dispute. Malbim quotes the Machlokes, whether the other Nevi'im also had Nevuah dictated to them word for word and letter for letter. So the Ramban seems to hold that yes. This Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah seems to hold that yes. The Kedushas Levi goes further. He has a whole drush on Purim. So he says, that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi that says on the Pasuk that the Megillah says to the Divrei Shon of the Emes, and the Gemara in Bavli, the Gemara Darshan, Ziva Shalom Ve'em is Kamita Shal Torah. That Megillah says they had the same status as the Sefer Torah. That's one pshat. Tesis has two pshat. Kamita Shal Torah means Mezuzah. Kamita Shal Torah means the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says that you need Sirtut. The Gemara says that you need Sirtut on the Megillah says to just like you need on Amita Shal Torah. So the question is, which is Amita Shal Torah that needs Sirtut, Sefer Torah or Mezuzah? So Tesis has two pshat in there. So the Yerushalmi says the same drasha. Yerushalmi states clearly, Amita Shel Torah doesn't mean mezuzah. It means Sefer Torah, it means Chamisha Chamishei Torah. And what is the drush in the Bavli? The Gemara has it benegeh to other things, Sirkut and other things. The Yerushalmi has it benegeh to drush. That just like Amita Shel Torah, just like Torah's Moshe is Nitan Lehidoresh, so to Megillas Esther is Nitan Lehidoresh. So the Dushas Levi asks, what do you mean it's Nitan Lehidoresh like Moshe Rabbeinu's Chumash, like Torah's Moshe Amita Shel Torah? The whole Tanakh is Nitan Lehidoresh. If Esther was written Baruch HaKadosh, it's Nitan Lidosh. If it wasn't written Baruch HaKadosh, it's not Nitan Lidosh. So what do you single out? That Megillah Esther is like Chumash, Amita Shel Torah. Say, Megillah Esther is like Tanakh, like Kisra HaKadosh. Why specifically single out Amita Shel Torah? So he has a drush where he explains, not like this Ramban that you're pointing out. He says, Lefi Shitasa, the Hemshech of Zeh HaDov and Koha Marasha. So he says that Adrash is based on the assumption that the Dvar Hashem was given to the Moshe Rabbeinu, was given to the Nabi word for word, letter for letter, and you can have different levels of interpretation, different levels of understanding in the Dvar Hashem. Achaz Dibbe Kim Shtaim Zushamaiti. The Gemara says Dibbe Torah can be misparishim the kama anpin. You have mikra echad yetsa the kama timeim the gemara. You can have one pasuk, and you have different levels of interpretation on the one pasuk. And all the levels of interpretation could be yemen. The Rebbein Shlom had all these tavanas when he dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Dushas Levi says that this can only be true regarding Chumash, where it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. So we're learning the Dvar Hashem. So in one generation the Chachamim see one kavanah, another generation they see another kavanah. You can have shivim panim latorah, different kavanahs in the Chumash. But in the Nevi'im, we don't see the original Mara HaNevu'ah. It's filtered already. We are given an interpretation that the Navi gives. The Navi had a Chazon, he had a Mara. And then he interprets that Mara. So he writes down his interpretation of the Mara HaNevu'ah. So we didn't see the original Mara HaNevu'ah, so we can't give a different shot. We didn't see the original. We're seeing a pirish, like giving a pirish on a pirish on a pirish. How can we reconstruct what the original Mara, if we would have seen the original Mara HaNevu'ah? So he said one shot, we can say another shot. But we didn't see the original Mara. He's telling us his version of the Mara together. Why in the world should that be so? That Megillah Esther should be different? It's another thing. No. Why should Megillah Esther be singled out that it should have this unique status that Dafka Megillah Esther is Kamita Shal Torah? More so than the other Nevi'im Aksum. So he says, based on the Gemara, Moses Kino the Kiblu that on Purim there was a new Kabbalah Satorah. So just like at the first occasion of the first Kabbalah Satorah, the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated a text of Nevuah word for word, letter for letter. And that's why, since it's the original Dvar Hashem, the original text, so that's why it's Nikton Lehidarch. He can have many different levels of interpretation because we're looking at the Dvar Elokim Mamash. Achaz Dibur Elokim Shlaim Zushemait. He can have different levels of interpretation on the Dvar Hashem. So too on Megillah Esther. Nevuas Moshe was directly Dvar Hashem. It was dictated. So Megillah Esther was the second time of Kabbalah Satorah. The Gemara says Kimo the Kiblu. So for the occasion of the new Kabbalah Satorah, the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to dictate again some Nevuah that should be word for word, letter for letter. So since that too had that higher standard, that's why that is Nitan Lehidarch.
That Nevuah was dictated word for word.
That's what he suggests in learning Pshat and Yerushalmi.
But the Nevi'im, the Ramban, doesn't have to disagree with the idea that Nevi'im didn't get it word for word. But since it's not just
the Ramban seems to hold that they did get it word for word. He says that all of Nevi'im are Nitnu Lehidarish.
But if you say Nitnu Lehidarish, even if it's not word for word, but the Navi's not just a stop question. The Navi might, Akash Baruch Hu made sure that he wrote it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be Dorish.
I don't know if that's a drush. Maybe the Gemara is understanding that that's what it meant. Maybe tefillin is one of the many pair. A person wears a diamond watch, grace, and he wears a tie pin, and he wears cufflinks, and he wears tefillin. It's one of the many pairs that he wears. Yes. I don't know. It's a very good catch.
According to this claim, that is, you don't have to have a high level of tradition in Rekhanah?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's claiming. He says it based on that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Megillah Esther alone is Kamita Shel Torah, unlike the other Nevi'im Ksuvim.
Isn't the reason that this Ksuvim and Nevi'im both have different levels of tradition, right? So why would the Ksuvim? It should be in the Nevi'im and Nevi'im.
Which has Amma Klaatim.
Don't know.
When we have Joshua's, this is that we know it's in the rice and it's Misora. What of the Josh, how is it in the Risa, and it's just not locus in Misora? Or is it that we know it's in the Risa and that the Chachamim are trying to figure out exactly how do we learn this and get this Dindar Rais from us?
That's a question. The Pashtus is that many Gaonim are of the opinion that they had the Dinim in Maser and all the Drashas in the Gemara just as Markus. But the Pashtus in the Gemara and the Rishonim wouldn't seem to be like the Gaonim said. Doesn't seem so. It seems that the Dinim were derived from the Psukim, from the Drashas, from the Midas. Not that they had the Dinim in Maser. The Pashtus is that they developed the Dinim based on the Drashas of the Psukim.
And these Drashas suffer all of Maser.
No, not every single drasha. The koyach drasha, the midrash, and the drashas then were given that you have a right to darshan an extra hay, an extra vav, and a loshen rabim, and a mole, and a chaser, and a lalapratik lal, and so on. But every single drasha was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then throughout the generations, the chacham were kaveh, new drashas as they went along. They added on throughout the generations.
So many different ways to see it in the Gemara. Just one way that switches as far as, that doesn't really make much sense. So there must have been some kind of...
We're not familiar with the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bem. The Amoraim already were not familiar with the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bem. The Tanoim already forgot. The earlier Tanoim had many more Midrash. The Tanoim had already forgotten all the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bem in the area of Agoda. Ramchal has an essay. He says, he quotes Midrashim on Shir HaShirim, that there were many, many Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bem in Agadah, and Darshan and Psukim in Agoda, which had been forgotten already with Kuvas HaTanoim. And today we don't know how these midas work. The only mida we work with today is svara. That's kal v'chaymer, mamatzinu, medam and milsa v'milsa, that's svara. Someone today should come up with a klala prata klal, and they have to be a super genius. Darshan a new klala prata klal.
The answer is that they were given to Masora, or if they were hanging at Masora on Sukkim, it wouldn't make sense that the judges would be doing that. Everything should have to be a regular day, and they're just judging a staff.
Yeah, the Pashup Shad Nola Gemara indicates that they really were darshaning psukim to make up the dinim. They were developing the dinim. Right. It's not that they had all the dinim in Maser and then they looked for a remnant. The beginning of Achayvel, that's what Maritz Chai says, because they had. This was a pirush from the pirush Muhammad Kabbalah and Moshe Messinai, that Ayin Tachasai means Kipshuta. But there aren't so many pirush Muhammad Kabbalah. Create Tod, there are a few others, 5 or 10 in Gansan, but most of them were not. Alpi Pashtus was not like that. The Goyim say like that. It's very schwer. The Pashtus and all the Gemara is nuts.
How does Smachus fit in there? Smachus doesn't really follow the Midas, does it?
No. The Midas indicate that something is really a Dindar Raisa.
Right.
Smachta means it's a remez that this is really Rotzen Hashem, he would really like that. So if we do this Dindar Rabbanon, this is a demonstration of our Ahavas Hashem. Like he mentioned from the Mesillas Hashem, like the son who loves his parents, the husband loves his wife, whatever. So he goes and he surprises his wife, he buys her a diamond ring, he buys her a beautiful dress or whatever. Well, he doesn't wait till she asks him to get it. He wants to make her happy, so he surprises her by getting her something that he knows would make her happy. So we want to make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy because we love him. So we do all the dinim derabbanan because we know that this is really Ratzon Hashem. He never commanded us to do this, but we can tell from in between the lines that he would like us to do like that. That's what an asmachta means.
So, why is there a machlokas rishonim whether it's an asmachta v'amal or real drasha? It follows the rules of Torah. Why shouldn't it be a drasha? And if it doesn't, then it's just...
Because the rishonim were not so...
They couldn't
tell whether sometimes it's a machlokas in the Gemara, sometimes machlokas hatanai, whether a certain din is a real bona fide drasha, or it's only an asmachta.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to tell whether it has the chaymer adin, the tokaf adin, like a real din deraisa. It's only a gilui on the ratzon Hashem that he would like... He's hinting to us that he would like that, but he didn't really command us.
So the Gemara is trying to figure out the difference between the thing. That means, so what did they have? So what does that mean? That the din came down with Sinai and they're just trying to find what the drasha is, or neither the din nor the drasha came down with Sinai and was decided later? What came from this?
No, Pashup Shad just the Midas came down in Moshe Mitzvah. The Klov, Midas HaTorah and Drashas, then Menachach Me'ador, in every generation, added on more and more dinim, they darshan more and more psukim. There is a karka psula there, like other Mauritian comes into a world and the whole world is empty, so he has the right to plant over here potatoes and to plant oranges there, to do whatever he wants with the whole world. He can make a city, he can make a farm, he can make a museum, make a yeshiva, whatever you want, forest, whatever. So the Chacham had a whole Torah, and everything was karka psula, and then they can darshan here and darshan there. They were given the Midrash HaTorah and we still continue to darshan today. But Moshe Feinstein and the Gdoli Ador are coming up every generation, they're coming up with new dinim derais, a new pshotim and chumash. Moshe came up with a new Wap Rav Chiddush in Hilchas Ribbis, that there's no Issa Ribbis, there Issa there Abana nothing whenever there's no Shibir Aguf. Whenever the Loiva doesn't accept the Shibir Aguf. Mamasha didn't there Issa. And others disagree. They said it's not. Rav Moshe has many, many dinner rest. Every chacham, not only Rav Moshe. Moshe Prince, he's more famous than the other. Every Talmud Chacham and Pas Mishailis comes up with chidush dinim deraisa. In every generation, you darshan not klala prata klazi. You darshan just mamatzinu svarim and daman milsa milsa. Just the havana sadvar.
Are there halachas that come down to Sinai, or we know, let's say we know the halachas of Sinai, we don't necessarily know the drasha, sometimes it's more try to point out what the drasha is. They know the halachas, they don't know the drasha.
Nah, if you have a halachas of Moshe in Sinai, means that you don't need a pasuk. The Gemara says you don't need a pasuk on something that's halachas of Moshe in Sinai. Gemara will ask, what do you need a pasuk for if it's halachas of Moshe in Sinai? What you have sometimes is, and it's Siv has in his Hagdama to the Shiltas, that's called Kidmas HaEmek. He claims that if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't, every time the Gemara says Hilchus HaGemiri Law, the Rambam doesn't write Halacha Moshe Mesinai like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh say. The Rambam will write in Pi Ashmu Alamdu. When the Gemara says Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rambam writes Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The Gemara writes Hilchus HaGemiri Law or Gemara HaGemiri Law, so the Rambam writes in Pi Ashmu Alamdu. So what does that mean? So he says consistently, you look around 15 Rambam, he quotes carefully. So he says that means a different thing, he thinks. It means that somewhere along the way, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of the Tanaim or the Amoraim, somebody along the way worked out a drasha, and they developed this din based on their drasha, and then the drasha was forgotten. The source of the din was forgotten, but the din was remembered. So the Gemara says, Hilchus HaGemiri Law. The din we have by tradition, or Gemara Gemiri Law, we have the din by tradition, doesn't mean Halacha Moshe Mesinai. The din was worked out somewhere along the way, and we forgot where the pasuk is. The pasuk somewhere. So, but to have a Halacha Moshe Mesinai, then you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk for Halacha Moshe. Those pasukim will be in Asmachta.
Yeah,
those won't be a real
pasuk.
Yeah, but that's not a real drush. We marvel say that that's not a real drush. That's just an Asmachta.
But also, you give Gemara about Mises Moshe, they forgot 2011 or something, and somebody was Dorish, and all out of.
I don't know if that means he halachas l'moshe misinai were forgotten. Things that are halachas l'moshe misinai. I don't think so. Probably means the halachas. The halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said one din, another din. He said so many dinim, and then they forgot them, and then they reconstructed them based on themselves. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu figured it out. They figured it out later. But whatever is halachas l'moshe misinai means that there's no pasuk for him. If you have a pasuk, then it's not halachas l'moshe misinai.
Moshe Rabbeinu made
drushes
just like
everybody else. Yeah, just like everybody else made drushes. He had a machlekes. Yeah, the Gemara says he had a machlekes with Aaron. The prophet says he had a machlekes with Aaron. That eating the stirah chatas and Aaron what? Aaron convinced him that he was wrong, so he gave in. He said you're right. The first machlekes in Torah Shabbat, that's recorded in Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu lost. He gave in that his brother was right, that he was wrong. If he makes his achlot, if he's going to be yomid al daitan, and says that he's right. But when Aaron explained to him that a chilek between kachi, he gave him the lomdis, gave him the whole lomdis, a chilek between kachi shah and kachi dera. Oh, svei alochu. How did he do this? He just wasn't initiated in the lomdis. Could be. Tushas Levi has a famous kasha. If Moshe Rabbeinu had this higher level of nevuah, Hakam in Parshas Boy, it says, "Koyam Hashem v'chatzos alayla ani yotzei b'sof Mitzrayim." Why does Moshe Rabbeinu there give a nevuah? Koyam Hashem, he should have said, "Zeh hadavar shatziv Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu always has baspek lori yahamiyira, so he gives the teretz. He writes the teretz in the sefer Tushas Levi in a different place. These are three different places in the Tushas Levi. He gives the teretz, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu only had this higher level of nevuah, that's the glory of Hamirah, when he was saying over Torah mitzvahs l'doris. But when he was saying a nevuah of a hayruah shor, it's going to be a makas p'chairus. That's a din l'doris, makas p'chairus every year on Pesach, there's a makas p'chairus. It's a hayruah shor, the Baruch Hashem is going to make a makas p'chairus, a one shot affair. So he says, then at that time Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this higher level of nevuah. He was the same as any other old Navi of Aspek Gloria Shayna Mirah. So he says, Koyam Arashem. Only when he's saying a din l'doris, like here, he's saying about Asiyas HaMishkan. These are din l'doris.
That the whole basic thing, he never understood what everyone else did. But he always had this.
No, he understands that it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who got Torah. Torah means din l'doris. The other Nevi'im only had a Hayra Shor. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one who ever got an Aspek Gloria Amir, because he was the only one who got Torah. The other Nevi'im never got Torah, but he got, in addition to Torah, he also was a plain old Navi too. He got Hayra Shor as well. So the Hayra Shor that he got were given as an Aspek Gloria Shein Bira, and he used to say, Koyam Hashem also.
Someone say that here it is Bama Hashem because he wasn't born Hashem, the word Hashem said Bama Sophie, but it's not a good thing.
Could be. Could be. Right, right. That could be. Along the lines of this Kedusha Slevi, Rav Soloveitchik once explained, he thought this is the Teretz in the Haschinos Kashi. He gave a whole hesped of an Azavala passed away. Gave a hesped that's available in print, I think. Madodach Midot. Spoke about Azavala Soloveitchik. So he spoke about the Kashi, the Haschinos asks. There is a post-left, the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin. Mishnayis and Sanhedrin list off the Arba Mises, the Skilas Veta Herig and Chen. And then it's a step to list off Elohim Shebimisa, the following Misa, the following Bali Avera get Misa B'day Shammai. So list, give you a whole list. So one of the people that gets Misa B'day Shammai is an overall Divrei Novi. So Novi tells you you have to stand on your head for 5 minutes and you don't listen. Novi tells you you have to go eat salami sandwich for lunch and you don't listen, whatever. So overall Divrei Novi is Chai Misa B'day Shammai. But the Minhaschinach is bothered with a kash and then Moshe Rabbeinu was a good Novi. He was a nice novice. He said we have to daven, we have to lay tefillin, we have to say krishma every day, we have to sit in sukkah, you have to eat matzah, you have to observe Shabbos and kashrus and taras hamishpacha. So whoever violates anything that's written in the chumash is very well divrei novi. So that's all the mitzvahs. So you can close the whole book. Who's chai mizrei shemaim? Any aver deraisa that you do is very well divrei novi. What do you need a list? That this guy, if he tevel and it's zar shachal truma and it's zar shishimish, what do you need such a limited list? Whoever violates any one of the Taryag mitzvahs is Oyvah Divrei Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, like it was. He was a less of a Novi, he was a bigger Novi. So any Aver should be Oyvah Divrei Novi.
He wasn't saying that on his own, it was like, it was more as if the Torah is Hashem telling us.
Like a Novi? Novi doesn't make up on his own. If the Novi makes up on his own, that's called a Novi HaShekin. The Novi is saying what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants him to say. The Novi HaEmes, Novi HaEmes Vatzeik, Novi HaEmes then. No, what you mean to say is the following, right? No. He said the answer. No, Minchasina gives a different answer. Minchasina gives an answer based on a Rashi on Sanhedrin, on the Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin on Peches, where it says Oyval Divrei Novi Chamisa De Shemayim. The Rashi says Oyval Divrei Novi. Rashi writes Mevater Al Dvaro. Doesn't hold in the whole thing. Like he's mezalzel in the whole business. But let's say the Novi says, you have to eat a salami sandwich for lunch. He says, come on, I can't stand salami, I don't want to be fleishig, I want to have ice cream this afternoon, I don't trust the hashgach. And the Navi says, you have to eat the salami. He's pleading Rahmanis and he doesn't do it for reasons, whatever. Or he wants to eat dapke steak for lunch, he doesn't want to eat salami, it's below his dignity, whatever. He gives a teretz why, but it's not that he's mevatal on the Navi. He says, yeah, go fly a kite, what, you're crazy, you're off your mind. So Rashi seems to say, that's what the Minhaskana says, Rashi seems to say that Oyvah Divrei Novi is Chaim Yisrael Shemayim only, he's mezalzel bedvarav. Tells him to go fly a kite. But if he's over Divrei Novi because he has a Yetzirah, he enjoys steak, he doesn't want to eat salami, or he's stuffed, he doesn't want to eat the salami. He wants to eat ice cream at a party later, so he doesn't want to have the salami sandwich before. So if he has a reason why, then he's doing an aver, but he's not Chai Mis B'dei Shemayim. The Yoenish Mis B'dei Shemayim is only his Mevater, only his Mevater.
The question that, Moshe
Benu is a
good divorce.
Right.
And now he has such a kula.
Right, that's what he says, a kula, based on Rashi. To answer this kashi, he came up with a kula.
I don't like tithis. I think it's most terrible. I just don't believe in it at all.
That's what he says, right. If a person doesn't observe a mitzvah in the Torah because he can't believe, this is ridiculous, mevata on the whole thing, then he's talking about mitzvah de Shema. But if he doesn't want to observe it because he has a Yetzirah, that's what he wants to say. Yeah. No, but he wants to say that if he's mezalzel in the whole mitzvah, he just doesn't care. Right, so he says then he's worse, then he has the status of Oyvah Divrei Novi. That's Minhaschinas Chiddush. He doesn't hold like that teretz. He doesn't hold like that. The Ragachava gave a different teretz on this kasha. The Ragachava gave a teretz, he said that Oyvah Divrei Novi is only heard directly from the Novi. So he says all the people who were alive at the Dor HaMidbar, if they wouldn't wear tzitzis, if they wouldn't shake a lulav, they would talk behind Mizu B'dei Shamayim because they were Oyvah Divrei Novi. They heard it from the Navi directly. But whoever didn't hear, we didn't hear from the Navi directly. The Navi cried, the Navi died. Cried a long time. It's not alive anyway. So we didn't hear from the Navi directly, so we're not Chaim Mizu B'dei Shamayim. That's his text. Where does he get such a thing? He makes a tushta. He says, Isha Shal Ishmael Divrei. It says by Zaka Mamri, I think, that the Oynish Mis of Zaka Mamri is only if you heard directly from the Bez Nagol. He makes a tushtal on his own. But the Lashon HaPasuk that the Sifrei darshins from regarding the Zaka Mamri, I think, that it has to be only if you heard directly, is similar to the Lashon that appears by the by the Oivar Divrei Nova. So just like there, this is Frey Darsh and Zonik, you heard directly from the Bez Novel, so to by the Divrei Nova, only if you heard direct. It's a Chiddush.
If you hold that, first of all, that called the name Zahai the Mama Har Sinai, and also that called Torah was given by Har Sinai, so then we know that here we have emotion.
The neshamas were there. The Gemara is not if you hold. The Gemara says the neshamas were there. The neshamas were there. But it's not. No, but it says this din only applies if the Navi is directly telling me that I'm not allowed to do it. This not. The people who weren't alive at that time didn't hear directly from the Navi, just the neshamas were there, so this din doesn't apply. That's what he
said.
That's the pasuk. It says you have to listen to the Navi. The pasuk in Chumash Devarim. Elof Tishmon. Navi mikir b'cha mi'achecha kamani yakmach Hashem alakecha. Elof Tishmon. Elof Tishmon is a mitzvah saseh.
And it's only after Kuzma?
Yeah, Havad. He has to be a Navi mukhtar. He's locked. This guy comes and he says he had a Nevuah. This guy was just here the Navi was just here the other day. He's not.
The Yankees are going to win the
world. The Yankees, yeah. That's when Hasinus Kasha. Why shouldn't it apply to Moshe like anybody else? Well, that's what Mordechai suggests. That's what Rav Soloveitchik gave his whole the theme of his whole drasha was that Oval Divrei Navi means if he violates a din which was given b'teiras nevuah, a din which is given b'teiras teira is a different din. The din that's given b'teiras nevuah is also given min hashamayim. The Navi doesn't make it up on his own. But it's given b'teiras hayruah ashoh. Moshe Rabbeinu's dinim were not given as a hayruah ashoh only. They were given the deres techem forever and ever. Amen. These are mitzvahs. Same lashon tzav and lashon zivid miyada l'deres. Rashi quotes the Torah. And the beginning of Parashas Tzav. The lashon tzav, the lashon mitzvah is only miyada l'deres. The Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He writes one of the Yud Dalet Klolim, one of the Yud Dalet Sharashim is, you only count a mitzvah which is neid l'deres. Whatever is only hayruah ashoh, you don't count. Harem is not chalayam u'koeil. It's not counted as one of the Talyag Mitzvahs. Only dinim that are noig l'deres. So the din of Eivra Divinavi would apply to Moshe Rabbeinu also. Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael they should walk in Yamsuf. That wasn't a din l'deres. So some wise guy will decide he doesn't want to go. He likes it in Mitzrayim better. He doesn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. So he would be chayim in Zvidei Shemayim. Well, if Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, V'yishalu isha mi'eis ru'usa klei chesed v'chlei zav v'smolois, and somebody doesn't want to take business mitzvah or business hayam or something, or Shemina tells them to do something, they don't want to do it, and it's only her Rosh Hashanah, the taka wouldn't be mitzvah de Shemayim. But if he tells them, bring a carbon pesach, or eat matzah and mara, that's a mitzvah de Doris, and he doesn't follow, that's not Korover Adivrei Novi, the person is a Novi. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is a Novi. But he's saying it not with Teres Nevuah, he's saying it with Teres Terah. Terah is a higher, completely higher level of Nevuah. So that's along the lines of the Kedusha Slevi that he says Moshe Rabbeinu said some things b'teres Torah, some things b'teres Nevuah. Those that were said l'doiris, then he says Ze'adav Hashetziv Hashem. Those that were wrong said l'shoah. He says Koyam Ar Hashem. That's b'teres Navi. And this din of Oivra Adivrei Navi Chai Mitzvah Deshmaim is only if the din is given b'teres Nevuah.
But there would be like
in between
like din
that only applies to that door, like Masnei Ben Harvim. Yeah, that's a Hayrasha. That's only a Hayrasha. That's not a din.
For that door,
a din for that door is Hayrasha. That's a Nevuah.
There's a contrast between a din
with
Doros, or is it between the higher level Nevuah of Moshe? What about a din with Doros of the Nebulim?
No other Navi has a din with Doros. The pasuk, the last pasuk in Vayikra says, Eila HaMitzvos HaShetziva Hashem is Moshe B'Har Sinai. So the Gemara in the first daf of Megillah says, Eila HaMitzvos, that mitzvah means miyada l'doros was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the only one. Taryag mitzvahs namad ala Moshe Misinai. The mitzvahs were only given. Mitzvahs in the sense of things that are noig l'doros were only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Gid on Asher, Mechulam, that the fact that we today continue to observe the mitzvah of Gid on Asher and Bris Mila is not because it was given to Avraham Avinu or because it was given to Yaakov Avinu. It's because it was repeated at Har Sinai. Because Avraham Avinu could never have gotten a mitzvah. He was only given a hayrasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was given the mitzvahs in the sense of things that are noy l'doros. The Rambam writes that this is a big yisoid in Hashkafa. The Pirush HaMishnayis in Gid on Asher makes a big fuss. He has a whole paragraph about it. For a few generations. I don't know. We don't learn that from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened in the Gemara learned, like for me, learned dinim for what Avram did.
In fact, I guess that it's recorded in the Chumash. We learned dinim from the Vuaz Dilam Harasha also. The fact that the Rabbanu Shlom chose to tell it to Moshe Rabbeinu to dictate this whole story, so what's the relevance to us? So the Chachamim felt that it's relevant to teach us some of the dinim.
But they hadn't repeated this, why would that be relevant?
I don't know. I mean, what, there's so many stories in Bereishis, yeah. So what were they relevant for? I don't know. That's what we're supposed to be learning.
Maybe why Hashem gave the mitzvah and the
But the Avela Shiva was never given. Shiva is never a dinder. Right. It's never a dinder rice. It's only a dinder rabbana.
But the eating that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did give,
But you're asking the other Sipuri HaTorah, why are they written? I guess they're written to teach us Midas Tavis, other things, Hanhogas. The Gemara is bothered with the problem of why Melechas Havara is singled out. If there are Lamatas Melechas, what did the Torah single out? So the Gemara Taki asks the same kasha regarding Harishu Ketzira. It says, Bacharishu Bacharishu Tishbois. Why is Harishu Ketzira singled out? So it's Nachleku Satanayim. One Tana says that goes on Shemitah. Sheishis Yomim, you should do work in the Shvi. Bacharishu Bacharishu Tishbois goes on 6 years and the 7th year. It doesn't go on Shabbos. According to the other Tana that it does refer to Shabbos, so it's to tell you a din, Bacharish of Akatsa, Macharish Rishus, Akatsa Rishus, Yotza Ktsir Ha'imer. The Pasuk is written in order to teach you that Ktsir Ha'imer is Dechas HaShabbos. The other Tanah holds that it's not true. It is not Dechas HaShabbos. Machlokes HaTanayim. And there's that in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, the Menachas, where the Ktsir Ha'imer is Dechas HaShabbos Anan. But the Gemara explains why Harish and Ktsir are singled out. So why is over here, why is Havara singled out? So the Gemara in Shabbos has a whole Machlokes HaTanayim. One Tanah says Havara Lachalak Yotzas. One Tana says Havara Lalav Yotzos. Otherwise we don't understand why Havara was singled out. Why do you need a separate pasuk? It doesn't tell you all the other malachas. Why are these singled out? Hoitzoh it says. Hoitzoh is taka pasuk in today's Sedrin. It says Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that they shouldn't do any more malachas. Vayikole ha'am mehavi. Hoitzav Moshe in Perek chapter Lamed Vav, verse 6. It says Ish v'isha yasod malach l'shrum esakodesh. No one should do any more malach. V'ikolei ha'am mehavi. The people stopped doing hoitzah. The Gemara says that this pasuk teaches us that hoitzah is one of the lamatas malachos. The Tosfos says, what do you need a pasuk on hoitzah? What about chinen? What about merakid? What about zera boirim? What about all the other malachos? Gival, mapshit, everything. What do you need for hoitzah? The Tosfos says, no, hoitzah is a malach grua. In Sarasvar we would have thought that hoitzah is not a malach because you don't really create anything new. That's why I need a pasuk. And after you have the pasuk, so what does it mean that even though it doesn't have any chiddush, even though you don't create any new thing, no, it means that the fact that the object can be used in the other rishus, the object has the use over there that it doesn't have over here, that's the chiddush. It's considered as if you gave it a new dimension, the fact that it's in a new place. Let's say if I throw my garbage out, I'm not going to use the garbage in the other place. I just don't want the garbage to be in the house. So I'm not going to, it has no positive value being in the place where it is. So then the Gemara calls out a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. And the Gemara says a machlekes hatanan, Rabbi Reb Shimon, whether that's deraisa derabbanan. Rav Harishonim hold that that's only an isa derabbanan. What is it called an isa deraisa? Let's say I take hamotis hameis l'kovroi. I take a mace out to the cemetery in order to bury him over there. So the Gemara says also a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. That's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Aye, but I want the mace to be in the cemetery. Not only I don't want the mace to be in the house, by the garbage, I don't want the mace to be in the house. By the garbage, and I want the garbage to be in the house. By the mace, not only don't I want the mace to be in the house, I want the mace to be in a haram ruchas and a makam mechubah, next to this great tzaddik, next to the holy tzaddik, I want to be buried. So why shouldn't that be considered a malach hatzricha l'guf I want over there? So Gemara says, no. It's only considered a malach hatzricha l'guf if I plan to use the object over there. If you take an object into a new rishu, so dalaram is away from the original place, and you have the ability to use it there for some mishpamshes that you couldn't have used it for over here, then that's the chiddush of hoitzos. If you plan to use that ability, if you plan to use it there for that new hishpamshes, that's malach hatzvicha l'gufa. If you don't plan to use it for that, that's called malach hashem tzvicha l'gufa. So we pass from that, that's only the rabban. We pass from, let's say, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. There was a little boy who was a yosem, he had to say kaddish in shul. He was before bar mitzvah, and the shul was far away from his home. So if he's going to walk to shul, he's going to get exhausted. Won't be able to walk that far. But the kid is able to walk now. He's able to walk 3 blocks. The shul is 20 blocks away. So am I permitted to carry the kid to shul on Shabbos in order that he should say Kaddish in shul? He says, well, since the kid can walk, so the Yisrael Hoitzah is only with the Rabbanan. The Gemara says there's machlokes but achai noseh satzma by animals, but by people, everybody holds him in a Torah, it's mutter. And he says, so it's only a nisa de Rabbanan anyway. And then he says, it's only a karmelus anyway. And it's a malacha shein tzvich leguf anyway. Because what do I need the kid? What am I going to take the kid to shul? I'm going to make an operation on the kid. I'm going to dance with the kid. He's going to say Kaddish. I'm not going to be mishtamish with the kid. So he says, that's called a malacha shein tzvich leguf. So he says, therefore, this is called the shvuz b'makai mitzvah. What's the mitzvah to say Kaddish? What's the mitzvah to say Kaddish? Mitzvah kibirah? It's a kibirah. Bizman hazeh, that is assumed to be a proper form of kibirah before there was instituted.
So it's also the
only kibirah rabbanah. It's the rabbanah. So he says that shvuz v'shuz m'makom mitzvah the rabbanah is also mutter. And his grandson, whose name is also Rav Shlomo Kluger, writes a whole footnote on that shuvah that you can question the validity of the shuvah. There's very few footnotes. On that shuvah in the Ha'elah for Chol Shlomo, he has a dingzach with the Zedek, whether this one is right or not. A famous shuvah. But that doesn't mean that Hoitzor doesn't have any chiddush at all. All pain Hoitzor is a malacha gvura, doesn't have any chiddush, you're not changing any object. But then the pasuk says that Hoitzor is a malacha. Ayato is a malacha, vaykol heom mehavi, that havo Hoitzor is a malacha. So once it's established as a malacha, then you have to say that it does have a chiddush. The chiddush is the fact that the object has a different hishtamshus in a new place, and to be called a tzvich leguf, you have to plan to use that hishtamsh. You have to plan to use it for that purpose in a new place.
How can you have a
Tesis points out on the Gemara in a few places that if you place that a psikresha de la nichala is an ain't tzvich leguf.
What if it's
a flowing product? Also,
it's
an ancient religion. If it's loyach, then it's always an ancient religion. That's what Taisha says.
So it's only
us, depending on the machlokes, but the ancient religion is the right of the Rabban. Right. Rav Harishanim assumed that ancient religion is only the Rabban.
So secret.
The Rambam and the Balamor are passing.
Unless you want it, secret is us.
Right. That's what Taisha points out. That every secret is a loyach paslay.
Secretion that doesn't matter to him, that you have to not want it.
It's a different thing. That's without considering the idea of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. Once you consider the idea of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa, then Taisa says, every secretion that lichtes is always a Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. So the Gemara asks, why was Chorish Mikotze singled out as a Gemara? Why was Hotzah singled out as a Gemara? But why in the world was Havara singled out? It's also a Gemara. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim in Shabbos. Either Havara lechalek yotzes or Havara lelav yotzes. What does Havara lechalek yotzes mean? It comes to tell you that not only if a person violates all the 39 of his malach, well, the two pshat men Rashi, lechalek yotzes. Rashi writes one pshat in two different places. Rashi writes one pshat, not only are you chayv koris and misa, if you violate all the 39 of his malachas, even if you violate any one of them, you also chayv koris and misa. Rashi in another place gives them the standard pshat in lechalek. That if a person does 39 malachas on Shabbos b'shegeg, he's chayv 39 chatos. That's called lechalek, chiluk chatos. They're both things that Rashi says are correct. They're both correct. The only question is that they both learned that from this pasuk.
Doesn't one follow from the other?
Not necessarily. No.
If you chayv 39.
Yeah.
If you chayv 39.
If you say the second, then the first follows from the second. But if you say the first, then the second doesn't follow from the first.
Right.
If you say this pasuk, yeah.
Right.
So that's the way we usually assume that lechalek yotzes means the more popular pshat, and it means the yechayv is a chiluk malachas l'shabbos. The yechayv 39 chatos. If you violate all the malachas b'shege, the Gemara, the Bavli says that that's why the Mishnah gives you the number. It says in the Mishnah, "Avos malachas abayim chaser achas." Mishnah Shabbat dafan gimel. So the Gemara asks in the name of Rabbi Yechon Min Yonah, Lomali. So the Gemara says to tell you that if our son kula mehalam echad chayv al kolachas v'yachin, that if he's mechal Shabbos b'shegeg and all 39, you don't consider it as if he repeated the same avera 39 times. He's chayv 39 chatos. Why exactly that should be so? So that's why Menachem Zemba has a whole dissertation in the Sefer Toitos Chaim, quotes a machlokes rishonim and achreinim, what's the nature of that din? Whether you consider the chiluk malachas as if he had done 39 different averas, as if the Shemus mufradim, Shemus mechulokin, Well, no, the 39 repetitions are the same aver, but the 39 forms are violating the same aver. So for 39 forms, you also chayv 39 chatos. And he gives you enough kaminus la'alocha on that. That's a major shalit that he opened up. I mean, Ahmed Zemba is the one who did the main work on that topic. So that's one time it says. Rather, the Yerushalmi has a comment on the Mishnah, why Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes the Yerushalmi in the first paragraph. Why does the Mishnah give you the number of 39? So the Yerushalmi comments on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, where the Talmid HaChamim were called Sofrim. Why were they called Sofrim? Well, they wrote down the Torah Shel Alpeh. They didn't write down the Torah Shel Alpeh. They weren't permitted to write it down. It wasn't written down until way, way later. The Gemara says in Temura, Bizman HaMaroim, in the days of Avinu Avashi. That's when they started to write down and teach Mitzvah HaKzav. So why in the days of the Tanakh and the Sefer Divrei Hayamim the Talmid HaChamim described the Sofrim? So the Gemara, but they wrote Sifrei Torah all the time, maybe. So the Gemara says, Yerushalmi says, Sha'asa kol ha-Torah kulo sfura isfuras. They gave numbers. Sofrim means counting. They used to count everything. They gave the Arba Avos Nezikin and the Chof Talad Avos Nezikin and Yud Gibel Didim Nemer Ben Nivlo Seiftaran and the Avos Melochas Abayim Chasarachas. So the Yerushalmi presents it as if the Mishnah gives you the number 39, not necessarily implying that it's the din of Chiluk Melochas. We know there is a Chiluk Melochas L'Sham. Says so in the Gemara. If you do two malachas, you chayv two chatot, even though they were both done by halamechos. But the Yerushalmi says that the reason why the Mishnah gives you the number is in order to remember how many malachas there are, as a mnemonic device. Like the Yud Gimel Dinam number, but then goes after, and Abba Abbas gives you a number to make it easier to remember the halachas. The other time in the Gemara disagrees, and he gives a different reason. He says, L'chalek is learned out from a different pasuk, that there's chilek malachas l'shabbos. And this pasuk tells you that havara l'lav yotzah. That whereas the other 38 malachas have nisan, have kareis, havara is only a plain old lav. It doesn't have nisan, it doesn't have kareis. What does that mean? That it's only havara l'chalek yotzah? What about mechabe? L'chalek should make a kav v'chomer. If havara is only l'chalek, if havara is the positive, if making the fire is only a lav, so kibui, extinguishing the fire.
It's a totally different ticket. The tzrichu l'gufa in mechabe is to make the coals.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's
not the reverse, right? Exactly. He brings the right in the Gemara that it's not that this is undoing, not at all, that Malachas Mechab is undoing Havar. It's Legamri, a different Malacha, right? The son wanted to make such a Kavachayim. Tesis and Beitzah make such a Kavachayim, Dat Chofal from an Aleph. And I think the Rashash and Shabbos, and Dafayin Gimel quotes a relative of his, Sher Bissari of Rebbenashe Ilya, I think. And the Sefer Alfei Menashe, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Menashe Ilya in the Sefer Alfei Menashe says that if, but Tosfos says, forget about Rav Menashe Ilya, Tosfos says it in Beitza, that if Havara is Lechalik in the Lav Yatzos, so Mechab is also the Lav Yatzos, there's no Kares, there's no Mises. So the Rashash points out that it's against the Nafani Gemara. The Gemara increases, says Beferish, that if a person is Mechab, the Rashash in Shabbos, I find Gimel on the Mishnah that lists off all the Lamates of his Malachas. He raises the question. He quotes from his relative, the Alfei Menashe. Menashe Ilya was a super genius who lived in Vilna, the days of the Vilna Gaon, and everybody disliked him until finally he was a malamed. But he used to give original pshatim. Yeah. He used to give original pshatim in Gemara against Rashi and Tosfos, and the Balabatim didn't like him. The Gaon thought that is not there. And then later on, they found some of his pshatim appeared in the Rabbeinu Hananel. When the Vilna Shatz was printed later, when they found the manuscript of the Rav, so they found some of his original pshatim in the not-so-popular Rishayim. Rashi and Tosfos didn't say, but they found other Rishayim had a Pshat. So he wrote this, super genius, wrote this, and they didn't chase him out of Vilna. They fired him from his job because they didn't like him. Giving his original Pshat. Like the Rebbe's Yeshiva here, they don't teach Rashi and Tosfos, they teach original Pshat. Then in the Vilna, you'd get fired for saying original. So the Rashash is masig on him, he says he's against the Gemara, because the Gemara increases, that Chofalov says, what's the malach of a person is mechate gecholim if he pokes around in the coals? So the Gemara says he's violating a double malach. He's doing havara and he's doing mechabe. It's havara, and the coals on the bottom that are black. Now that he pokes around and he brings them to the top, and now they're going to be glowing, and the coals that were on the top that were glowing, and now on the bottom they're going to be black. So that's mechabe. So the Gemara says, no, so he did mechabe on maver. If he did it b'shegig, how many chatos is he chayiv? So one brayser says chayiv shtayim. One brayser says chayiv achas. So the Gemara says, why is chayiv achas? What happened to the chiluk malachas? So the Gemara says, no, that tana holds that havara lelav yotza. So you only chayiv achatos on the kibui, and you're not chayiv achatos on the mavir. So this is beferish that even though havara lelav yotza, the mechab is not lelav yotza. So I'm a foolish Gemara. I think it's around the chav base or something. The end of a perik. Forgot what perik. The end of a perik. The Rashash and Afayin Gimel in Shabbos quotes. He quotes that Taisus also says the Peladik of Mason Beitzen around Afka Beis. What time is it now? My watch time. The Minchas Chinuch has in the month of HaShabbos. My watch has 10 to 11. That's what happened last night. My watch stopped. I kept on going. Minchas Chinuch on the Masach HaShabbos, Minchas Chinuch on Shabbos has a whole quintus on all the Lama Tess Avos and Achsi. He quotes the Shagasarya, who has a discussion of this. Tosis in Sochim Daf Hei has two opinions. If one holds Havara Lalav Yotzos, will Havara be Osir Amutar on Yontif? So one opinion of Tosis is that you only carry over from Shabbos to Yontif the Malachas. So if Havara Lalav Yotzos, there's no Chorus and there's no Misa, means that Havara is not a Malacha. Lata Misa. It's a new Isa. Like it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on Shabbos and Isa Shvises Behemto. So some Toskim say there are more rights in Arachim that Shvises Behemto doesn't apply to Yom Tov. The only things we carry for over from Shabbos to Yom Tov are the Malachas. Shvises Behemto is not a Malachas, it's an Isa B'Yalma. Tchumen, let's say. Even if you hold Tchumen Deraisa, Machlegis, but the Tchumen Deraisa, I love Deraisa. Even if you hold Tchumen Deraisa, there's a further Machlegis, the Rama Mateus is whether Tchumen would be Deraisa only on Shabbos or even on Yom Tov. Because the passage of Tchumen only says by Shabbos, Al Yetzi Yishmim Komo. The Tosfos writes in the Furish in several places that Chumen is, if calling for that Tana, Chumen is Deraisa, Deraisa on Yom Tov as well. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah writes in the Furish is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Even on Yom Kippur not. Rambam writes even on Yom Kippur. That's a further machlekes. The Rambam and Rabbi Daniel HaBavli had a machlekes. If one should assume that Chumen is only Deraisa on Shabbos, what about on Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Daniel HaBavli held on Yom Kippur also, and the Rabbein Avram Ben Aram points out that his father is right. He thinks the Rambam is right. It only applies to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov, not to Yom Kippur. The only things he carry over from Shabbos to Yom Kippur and to Yom Tov are the Yisuri Malach. Whatever is not a Malach is not carried out. So Tosfos has 2 days on Daf Hei himself, and if you hold Havara Lalav Yotzos, is Havara forbidden min HaTorah on Yom Tov or not? So one day hold that it's Mutar Lagamre. Why? Because it's not a Malach, so it's not carried out. That's what the Shagasarya pours out his wrath on that Tosfos. He doesn't like that at all. He says that's utterly ridiculous. Even if you hold the Havara Lalav Yotzos, it doesn't mean that it's not a Malach. It's not like Tchumen. It's not like Shvishi Dan, but it's a malacha that it doesn't have Karis and it doesn't have Misa. Sofka Sof, it is a malacha, that's what he times. He times that that's the second day in Tesis, and he says that's the Iker. But even if you hold Havara Lachalak Yatzos, it's still Asram Yom. Others say no, that that's not the second day. Others say the first and the second day both agree that if you hold Havara Lalav Yatzos, Havara is not a malacha at all. But they argue, what do you carry over from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The second day in Tesis hold that you carry over not only malachas, to carry over all the Yisuri Hayom. So let's say Shvises Behemto would apply to Yom Tov as well. And Tchumen would apply, that's what Tosfos holds. Tchumen would apply to Yom Tov as well. Tchumen is not a Malacha. That's for sure. The Gemara says Tchumen is not called a Malacha. And still Tosfos Shita is, Bekama Mekoyim is Beshas, and Rosh Hashanah, and Chagige, and Mekot, I think in a few places Tosfos says Befeir, that Tchumen is their rice even on Yom Tov. To see that Tosfos Shita is that you carry over all the Yisuri Shabbos that carried over to Yom Tov.
But
in terms of what we do today, you know, if you leave the oven, let's say 200 degrees, right? So when you mutter, it raises it up to 400. But you haven't shut it off. The one day increase the yard bar. Tzarech HaNefesh is certainly mutter. Tzarech HaNefesh is for sure mutter. Everything is mutter on Yantar Tzarech HaNefesh. Yeah, we're talking a lot of Tzarech HaNefesh. Right. To light a yard site lamp. Buy a yard site if you got. To light a yard site lamp on Yom Tov, that's a shayla. That's how Vorek for not with Tzarech HaNefesh. Cigarette is also a serious problem. That's the question. It's Tzarech HaYom Tzas, he enjoys it, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Poskim to say that it's not a Dovah HaShav L'chol Nefesh. It's only an aesthetic pleasure. And the Pashtus Nigmar is that that's an Issa Deraisa. On Yom Tov. That's an Issa Deraisa. The Nesivis left in his Savoy that he forbids all of his descendants from smoking on Yom Tov Rishon. He says, Yom Tov Sheni leaves it up to them, they should ask their local Orthodox rabbi, but Yom Tov Sheni, but he says, Yom Tov Rishon is a Tzavor. The question is, what binding force is a Tzavor? Huh? It has nothing to do with him.
Havara and Yom Tov Sheni
is a
Tzavor.
Yeah. So, Tzavor HaYom Tzav, he doesn't.
And we think it would be Cholamod.
Cholamod, you have a few more up there.
The more
empathy I'm enjoying
sounds, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the Prima Godin quotes the Pnei Yeshua that even though very few people smoke, but since the smoking is for aiding digestion, so therefore it's called Dava Hashava L'chol Nevesh. The definition of Dava Hashava L'chol Nevesh doesn't depend on how many people enjoy it. It depends on whether it's for health purposes or it's for aesthetic pleasure. So Pnei Yeshua says that smoking was not for aesthetic pleasure, it was for health purposes to aid in digestion. So that's what the Prima Godin quotes that Pnei Yeshua and Perikira. But as not as that, we know that it's not for, people don't smoke to aid digestion. They do it for aesthetic pleasure. So that's exactly what should be offered. That's exactly what's called Dova Shein HaShav L'chol Nevesh. That's an Issa Derais, that you're not allowed. The Zohar has a different comment on this topic. Why was Havara singled out? The Gemara says, the Zohar says that Havara means Eisha Machlekes, Kaas and Machlekes. That on Shabbat is a special Issa not to get angry and not to make a Machlekes. Usually people work every day. They go to the office, so they don't have any time to make Machlekes in Shul. Shabbat, they're all relaxed. They don't have time to pick a fight. And that's what the Zohar says, that there's a separate law against making Machlekes. The Prima Godim in the Sefer HaChumash writes that when the Rebbe gives a shiur, the Gemara says, Rek Mara B'Talmidim. The Rebbe has to scream at the Talmidim and humiliate them if he's going to gain something by that, and hit them over the head and give them petch and whatever is necessary to treat them sternly. Rok Mara B'Talmidim, if that will be productive, if we'll get something out of it. And he says, on Shabbos you're not allowed. If you give a shiur on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do that. That's the pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish, that you're not allowed to be in kas at the Talmidim on Shabbos. The Gemara has another drasha. Taisa says it's not in stira to this. The Gemara asks, why does it say B'chol Moshe Seichem? Why does it single out Havar as either L'chalik or L'lav or Fakas and Machlekes, whatever? But why does it say B'chol Moshe Seichem? So now the Gemara has different drashas. One drasha has it, B'chol Moshe Seichem means Moshavis of Bezin. It refers to Bezin. The Bezin is not permitted to give. And he says Bezin on Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Yivamas had a whole series of Kavachomis, why should he mutter to do? And he says Bezin on Shabbos. And this pasuk tells you that it's forbidden. We must discuss this, you know. The Avnei Nezer explains that the Rama's opinion is that it's not just that Nisus Bezin is not Decha Shabbos, that's separate Issa. Not to give an Oynish on Shabbos. He says, La'aloch, even to put someone a Cherim would be a violation of Vein Manishim B'Shabbos. Based on the Rama's sheet, the Rama holds that this is counted as a separate Lav in the Minyan HaMitzvah. It's not that this is Megala, that this is Chilul Shabbos, that's a separate Lav. Even if there's no Chilul Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an Oynish on Shabbos. And then the Gemara in Shabbos has a different drasha. The Svarej B'chom Moshe Sechem means in private homes it's Aser. But in Beis Hamikdash it's mutter that you're permitted to burn the Eivorim of Pedorim on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Of course, no, if it's a Korban Shizmanek of Wood, Zecha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. I need a Pasuk. It tells me, number one, it tells me the Din. Let's say I makri the Korban on Shabbos. I could really be makri to the Eimurim on Matzoi Shabbos after Avdallah. So this is a Chiddush Din. That...